There are three different types of exchanges: an AB or two-way exchange, an ABC or three-way exchange, or an ABC delayed three-way exchange. In an AB exchange, two parties swap properties directly. In an ABC exchange, three parties cooperate to exchange properties between them so that all three get what they want. In an ABC delayed exchange, it operates like an ABC exchange but does not require the exchange of property to occur simultaneously during the transaction. Let's take a look at each one. An AB exchange is a straightforward exchange of property between two parties. For example, Party A wants property owned by Party B, and Party B wants property owned by Party A. So instead of buying and selling, they decided to swap the properties and to equalize any differences in equity by means of cash or a mortgage. Although AB exchanges are attractive in principle because of their simplicity, it's usually hard to find someone who wants to own your property and who has, coincidentally, property that you want to own. It's often quite easy, however, to make an exchange if you bring a third party into the picture and create an ABC exchange. ABC exchanges operate like AB exchanges, except that they involve three or more parties and properties. For example, assume that you're Party A, and you own a three-unit building that you're interested in getting rid of. You know of Party B who wants to own your three-unit building, but Party B doesn't have any property that you'd be willing to own in return. Fortunately, you also know of Party C who owns a 10-unit building that you want to own, but Party C has no interest in owning your three-unit building. You also know that Party C is in need of some cash, but is willing to finance the balance of the purchase price for his or her 10-unit building. In this case, you could use an ABC exchange to satisfy all parties. Here's how it would work. 1. You sell your three-unit building to Party B for cash, who in turn will 2. Give the cash to Party C instead of you. 3. Party C deeds the 10-unit building to you. 4. You give Party C a mortgage for the difference between the purchase price of the 10-unit building and the amount of cash that Party B gave to Party C. Now remember, that cash came from you, Party A. In this case, the exchanges happen simultaneously, and all three parties end up with what they want or need by means of a property exchange rather than by buying and selling. In the ABC exchange just described, the success of the transaction hinges on the immediate availability of the exchange property owned by Party C and on Party B's willingness to permit Party C to join the transaction. If neither condition holds true, the exchange falls through. But what can you do if one of the parties refuses to cooperate or an exchange property is not immediately identified? The answer is you create an ABC delayed exchange, also known as a Starker exchange, using a qualified intermediary. Here's how it works, and it's so much more simple than an ABC exchange. When you sell your property in an ABC delayed exchange, the cash and paper proceeds of the sale are deposited with a qualified intermediary. That is, any non-related person who has not acted as your employee, attorney, accountant, investment banker, or broker, or real estate agent within the past 2 years. As soon as you deposit the proceeds, you have 45 days to locate and identify another property or properties that you want to acquire, and you must close on the transactions within 180 days after the sale of your property. Remember that, 45 days to locate and identify, 180 days to close. If you're even 1 day late in accomplishing either requirement, the exchange is invalidated, and your sale is taxed as a normal capital gains transaction. The key to making an ABC delayed exchange work, in addition to meeting the time requirements, is to find a qualified intermediary, which is not difficult. When you're ready to enter into such an exchange, contact an attorney for advice and direction. If you haven't employed that attorney within the past 2 years, he or she might even serve as your qualified intermediary. If an attorney doesn't qualify as an intermediary, he or she can provide guidance on how to handle the personal property in the building you sold and the one you're about to acquire, how to identify properties of interest before the 45-day deadline, whether or not you can earn interest on the money held by the qualified intermediary, and any other questions that may arise. Some title insurance companies will act as intermediaries.